News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. The UN says at least 1 million Iraqis have fled their homes to escape ISIS militants. The Sunni insurgent group has undone years of progress in a matter of days during a violent campaign to take over several cities in Iraq. Government troops have just started slowing the jihadist bloody march through Iraq as American Special Forces members arrive in Baghdad. Three American soldiers are dead after a bomb tore through their security detail in southern Afghanistan on Friday. The three service members were part of a NATO-led international security assistance force. NATO said they died in an IED attack. A former trader at Goldman Sachs is furious because his yearly bonus was only $8 million. Deeb Salim is suing the giant investment bank, claiming he helped Goldman earn more than $7 billion. Salim is seeking an additional $5 million in bonus pay for the year 2010. The great white shark is making a comeback. The number of great white sharks is surging in the ocean off the eastern U.S. and Canada. That reverses years of decline. Scientists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration attribute the resurgence to conservation efforts that prevented the hunting of great whites and the greater availability of prey. A Wisconsin congressman questions the IRS chief on Friday. Jackie Johnson has that story.
House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan of Janesville was among the Republicans who grilled the IRS commissioner about missing emails.
You asked taxpayers to hang on to 7 years of their personal tax information in case they're ever audited, and you can't keep 6 months worth of employee emails?
Commissioner John Koskinen appeared before the House Ways and Means Committee. Ryan said the agency was not forthcoming with information.
When asked about the custodians, we advised you what
being
we knew,
forthcoming,
which we knew for one day.
Being forthcoming is to say,
I'm sorry.
You know what, investigators, that? Congress who's investigating this.
Will you
this?
Let him answer the question?
I didn't ask him a question.
Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Janesville man accused of attempting to stab his roommate to death made his initial court appearance to answer to charges that he bludgeoned his girlfriend to death with a rock. As 28-year-old Clayton Courtney's initial appearance in Rock County happened, Assistant DA Richard Sullivan argues the court should set a high bond. Courtney charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the death of 21-year-old Brittany Cross. A Green Bay man has entered a plea deal in a murder case. 50-year-old Jeffrey Wickman is accused of killing 49-year-old Daniel Kuhl of Green Bay back in 2013. According to Press Gazette Media, Wickman pled no contest to felony murder that was reduced from first-degree intentional homicide, which carries a life sentence. His sentencing is scheduled for August 25th. The Hispanic Chamber of Commerce of Wisconsin has announced a $1 million initiative to train welders across the state. The program was announced yesterday in partnership with Miller Electric Manufacturing. The program, funded by the state and the welding industry, will accredit some 400 welders in four parts of the state. A spokesperson for the nonprofit says the program will provide life skills in addition to the welder training. The owner of a pit bull that attacked a woman and killed her dog in Wausau on Thursday will have 5 days to find a new home for the animal outside the city limits or face fines of up to $500 a day. The dog ran out of a house in the 900 block of Washington Street on Thursday and attacked the woman who was walking her chihuahua. The pit bull bit the woman on the arm twice and dragged her to the ground. It then attacked the smaller dog and shook it to death. There is a city ordinance that gives the police chief the right to ban dangerous animals from the city. The owner of the dog can appeal the ruling within 5 days. And Governor Walker has declared a state of emergency for Dane, Grant, and Greene counties. Andrew Beckett has
more.
The
declaration comes after tornadoes and severe storms ripped through southern Wisconsin earlier this week, damaging homes and downing trees across the region. Governor Walker has instructed state agencies and the Wisconsin National Guard to aid those affected by the storms as they recover and rebuild. Walker toured the damage in Platteville and Verona on Tuesday after six tornadoes touched down in the region, causing millions of dollars in damage to dozens of homes. The wall of a Verona elementary school was also knocked down. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.